If the unseasonably warm weather brought you out on or around Seneca Lake in late September, you might have noticed portions of the water were a bright and somewhat smelly green. Aside from being unsightly, the algae blooms are harmful in a variety of ways. Tonight at the Ramada Geneva Lakefront, Seneca Lake Pure Waters Association will hold a public forum on the harmful algae bloom. Jill Ritter is with the SLPWA.
We want to try to help educate the public to when you see water in that condition, don't go in it. Don't let your dogs in it. Just because there are several health concerns. And that's part of why we're offering this forum is we've got the Department of Health coming and the New York State DEC so that they can explain these in the scientific terms to the public and get better educated.
In addition to providing education on harmful algae blooms after the fact, the SLPWA monitors the lake on an ongoing basis.
This year we had 57 zones with 60 plus volunteers monitoring those zones on a weekly basis from August through September. If you see an algae bloom yourself, you can go to our website at senecalake.org and report that. There's a form there. Or we also offer a hotline that you can call. I think we're close to being done for this year. I think the weather's cooled off. The wind's picked up. I think they're done for this year. But if you're interested in joining our program next year, watch our website. And we are always looking for volunteers to help out.
The Seneca Lake Pure Waters Association's Harmful Algae Bloom Public Forum is tonight at 6 at the Ramada Geneva Lakefront. There's more information on their website, senecalake.org.